All right, everybody, welcome back to this week's episode of Super Freak. How are we doing out there? How are we feeling? I have my frankincense burning, and I have my, second or third cup of coffee here. And we're going to jump into the nervous system and how it creates impatience. What is actually happening with the mechanics of impatience? Why do we continue to run up against ourselves during the rewiring and the reconditioning process with things not happening fast enough? I know many of you are going through that. I have gone through this so many times in my life, and I'm going to tell you how that happens and give you guys some questions at the end to, you know, ideally ask yourselves, and we can be in this work together. Because right now, I can tell you that I'm being asked to move at a pace that is, I feel, so unbelievably slow. But what's happening is I'm able to move into a deeper aspect of presence, therefore metabolize the information that's coming in at a completely different rate of efficiency and speed. So I've said this before, going slow is fast and fast is slow. That irony, that paradox, is something I'll explain as well. Essentially, the more present you are, the more available you are to your body, letting your body lead, okay, the faster you actually reorganize and recondition your system. So if you are impatient with yourself while, you know, reconditioning the nervous system, which is all, you know, a big part of what we do here, especially in the hub and during the process in general, you're going to constantly expand and contract. Your nervous system is going to pulse. Okay. Your system essentially was trained to equate speed with safety. Mine was, for sure. And I know in the very beginning when I, you know, when I launched Super Freak, there was just this relief. Okay. And also this like immediacy where I felt like I had to get this information out and that I was on a very specific trajectory, like a 3 to 5 year window where this information was going to come out of me and then I was going to move on to something else. And some of that still might be true, but the way that it's being presented to me now is a different aspect of settling. So we're going to talk about the mechanics of that. I'm going to let you know that you're not crazy and hopefully give you permission to slow things down. And we're going to work with that time component today and talk about how some of you have invested a really long time in whatever it is that you've built, okay? Businesses, relationships, families, homes, and a lot of that architecture is changing, okay? And you're being asked to see it differently and let go in a different way. So if you've learned that urgency, okay, equals survival, that immediate result kind of equals approval, and that slowness is like kind of danger and stagnancy or abandonment, then your nervous system is going to be entrained, okay? So when you are all retraining this, jumping right in here, slowing down, interrupting loops, kind of pausing instead of reacting, it doesn't just feel unfamiliar. It is like wildly threatening. And I have been going through this, like I said, in pulses. This reset for me has been so deep and kind of frustrating to the logic aspect of my mind because, again, I'm being asked to move at such a slow rate for me. Like, I think it's slow, right? The logic aspect, the nervous aspect of me that would just get information, metabolize, boom, boom, boom. Information overload, bog down systems and move on. Because I was met with that as a child. I have very impatient lineage. So first, I'll just say this, an adult that runs impatience, okay? Impatience with yourself, the scripting that will happen of like, where's my shit? Why is this taking so long? How are other people doing whatever they're doing seemingly so easily? Like, all of that stuff, all of the comparison stuff. So from a QP's perspective, that dynamic, okay, an adult who doesn't get their way becomes impatient, right? So adult impatience, the surface behavior, is essentially, why isn't this happening for me now? Why isn't this happening? You know, why didn't this happen yesterday? There was a kind of an ongoing joke when I was an executive in New York. This is what I want. I want it now. And that's too late. We would just say that, and that would be our running motto. So imagine my nervous system at the time, which I'm already fast. Okay. Everything I want to do is fast. Everything I want to try to create is fast. I want to just pop things up overnight and be a wild success and move on to the next thing. It just boom, boom, boom. Like that's how my system was conditioned. So my nervous system in an environment like New York City, where it's nonstop and you're just expected to sacrifice everything in order to level up, because there's always a better apartment, there's always a better this, a better that, a better, 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 there's more, 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 blew me out, completely burned out. And I've tried to live in New York 3 times. You guys read the book. I think I talk about it in there. So I'll say this, okay, that is actually an aspect of entitlement and the emotional reactivity when reality doesn't match expectation. And a lot of you guys are in this external reflection fragment. I was like, you're like, it's like refracting through light. My external reality doesn't match my internal experience. So the underlining conditions and patterning is, number one, there's emotional maturity, immaturity. Okay. There's developmental arrest that happens here. The nervous system never learned how to tolerate frustration or delay gratification. So during childhood development, and depending on how, you know, your age and what generation you were in and whatever else, parents at that time just did not have any tools to understand how to be with children, how to be with them. So developmentally wise, when kids are developing their prefrontal cortex, okay, and their little amygdalas and their thinking brains, the emotional brains, they don't have any idea about anything other than themselves. They're developing the ego brain, okay? And they have to learn how to do hard things. Children need to be able to learn how to try again, and that didn't work out. And they'll get really frustrated because their little nervous systems are like trying to learn something new. I mean, imagine adults, you guys are unlearning and that behavior feels like hell. It's the same thing for kids when they're in this neuroplastic developmental process and their little brains are working on overdrive and they're trying to learn language and shape and color and all of these things at the same time. You know, the caretaker's job, mother, father, whoever is caretaking you, is to like be present with that child and give them permission to try again, all right? They're going to co-regulate off your nervous system as kids. So just let that land for a second, because I'm going to talk about, those of you who have been in groups before, I've talked about how we inherit our contracted parents' nervous systems. Nervous system conditioning is everything because it's the software that's present to this life. So your transgenerational epigenetic influence, that kind of quantum DNA, if you will, the influence that's 14 generations plus of emotions and behaviors and, you know, beyond disease, okay, beyond genomic disease instruction, you inherit emotions, okay, you inherit strategies. You are given a hard drive. So that little kiddo who came in not only has to filter through all of this generational programming, but it's looking around to see who's going to help me out with all of this. So you can imagine now, as I've said that, where this impatience comes from. I know for example, there's certain parents that absolutely cannot tolerate, okay? They can't physically handle when their kids are unhappy, and they will move into fix-it mode immediately. This is a problem. I'm going to fix it. And what that tells the child is they start to cultivate learned helplessness. I can't do it myself, but if I make a fuss or if I do X, Y, and Z, then I'm going to get my way. So it's developmental arrest. Now, boys and girls are obviously wired differently. Boys need to physically do hard things to cultivate self-esteem, and they need to get nourishing from the mom. And like 0 to 5 is a really important time for sons and their mamas. And then after that, the paternal needs to kick in because they're learning how to be young men at that point. And you guys have heard me talk about this before, where there's 3 different downloads: 0 to 5, 1 hard code; 5 to 13, another hard code. And who they're going to be at 13 is who they're going to be unless that gets deconditioned, and then up to about 25, and then they're kind of done. They're kind of essentially, those 3 hard downloads from the family are have been completed. You can see that there's a child that will be look wildly different, okay, by the time they're 25 to who they were as a young child. Like facial structure changes, body locks in. All of a sudden, they have convex shoulders. Their postures change so much. Yeah, they've physically, their form has physically downloaded all of the coding that they're going to download. And I know you guys that are parents will look at your kids and you can see the patterns that they're replicating. Like, I can see that my son does this. I know my daughter's exactly like me. Well, right, she's mirroring the strategies that you've employed to keep yourself safe. Okay, so you can actually transmute them, rewire them, so she doesn't have to run that. Kids look at their parents for strategies. Okay, they look and they scan and they mirror. Very similar to mammals in the wild. Okay, everything is, we know the blueprint. We have this idea of how things are going to be, and then we move into the world and we see things that don't match. And that's when we start to create all of these different conditions, right? Environmental conditioning, brain system and nervous system conditioning. So the nervous system is the electrical operating system for this reality, okay? Your DNA is all transgenerational. Then you have your frequency, right? Your frequency signature and kind of the soul expression that is limitless and full potential and doesn't operate these things and is this driving innate perpetual intelligence. It's trying to get you to become aware of all of it, frequency, form, and field, and get all of these things speaking the same language. So in the very beginning, oh, there's another loop I need to close. Okay, so boys need to do hard things physically. Girls need to learn how to operate, like try again in a place that doesn't collapse their emotions. Okay. So emotionally, they'll get really frustrated. So it's important to be with them, meaning you're giving them permission. Like, I can't be available right now because I'm doing this, but do you want to feel that together? I feel that way too. It's kind of a lot of mirroring and understanding. Girls need to understand their emotions and they need to feel like they're kind of not crazy, very much like adults. Okay. We need to feel that we're being seen and we need to feel that we're being heard. And then we need to understand why we, right, emotionally, why we feel that way. But we need to understand that by being met and then giving permission again to do something hard. Boys need to be nurtured a little bit and built their, like, they need to build up their confidence to try hard things. Right? So it's a little bit different between the pair of them mechanically. I've been working on this for a long time, scanning a lot of these young kids and kids that I work on, et cetera. So there's developmental arrest. The nervous system never learned how to tolerate frustration, okay? Or delay gratification. This is a big one, right? So instead of saying, forcing kids to share, a real quick flip would be taking turns. Your turn, this turn. They learn how to delay gratification and be with other. This is a big part of why it's so important to be present with yourself during the reconditioning process so your children can learn, and even the people that you're around. This is no different than being with friends, right? Or cultivating community, and being in relationship is learning how to be with self first. Hold your nervous system so you can actually be present with other. So nervous systems that have developmental arrest never learned how to tolerate frustration or delay gratification. And so when things don't go their way, their system defaults to the childlike state where unmet needs felt catastrophic, hence Helen Keller level meltdowns, okay? They just need to learn, okay? Those little nervous system and those brains just need to be recalibrated around what it means to get language, right? You got to find the language a little bit within yourself. Like, why am I so impatient right now? And why can I not like handle not getting what I want right now? So they're going to mirror that. The next thing is parental conditioning. So I see this a lot, even with the adults that I work with now. I was like, wow, did you ever get told no as a child? So overindulgence, caregivers gave things instead of attunement to manage their child's distress. So the child never built frustration tolerance. I'm going to go back to those two things. Then there's essentially, so there's overindulgent. So the first is developmental arrest. Here's the underlying conditions and patterning of impatience. The second is parental conditioning, overindulgence, and then neglect slash inconsistency. Okay. It was the opposite. Caregivers were unpredictable, so the child learned to grab it now before it disappears. And epigenetically, if that family line ran lack or scarcity, that especially became a persistent pattern in children. So both can create impatience and entitlement loops. They're just expressed differently, especially with neglect. Neglect is a tough one because I've seen that consciousness will get so devastated that it actually fractures, and it narcissism gets created from that, actually, which is probably for a different podcast, but or like more in an advanced lecture. So the pattern mechanics here, I'm going to go through the layers. Cognitively, if I don't get what I want right away, I'm not safe or loved. Emotionally, it's going to create anxiety, shame, or kind of panic disguised as anger or demand. This is what I want it now, and that's too late. The system physically cannot handle anything that happens later. Like, trust is eroded. I don't have that. I need it right now. This is what I want. And if I don't get that, I'm going to die. That kind of thing. It's very magnified. So somatically, the nervous system spikes. You immediately move into fight flight activation when reality doesn't comply. Behaviorally, it looks like complaining, withdrawing, manipulating, or overpressing for outcomes, right? You're going to push through. I did this a lot. I just was conditioned with like, get your head down and get it done. That kind of boomer die in the saddle, which accommodates a hyper-independent loop, which keeps you away from connection, doing everything yourself in isolation because people are unreliable around you. And if you're not being loved for who you are, then you'll at least be useful, so on and so forth. So the field level truth here is the pattern is looping around unmet needs early on. And when an adult nervous system still equates not getting their way with emotional abandonment, then impatience essentially equals an unhealed fracture in the nervous system's capacity to tolerate waiting, frustration, uncertainty. When uncertainty is present, and it's always present because we're constantly rewiring and collapsing pattern sets, we don't know how to handle being in the void very well. And I'll say that you'll have a feeling, all right? Just allow those feelings to be expressed. And then right underneath it, there's a place to settle. So if you can feel the feeling of what you're feeling, right? And not collapse into it, meaning just like allow yourself to have the frustration and vocalize the experience and be heard, there's a resting place underneath that. It's kind of like allowing your mind or your consciousness or your awareness to sink to the bottom of kind of, you hear this a lot in different meditations, like imagine you sinking to the bottom of an ocean floor and then all of that surface level stuff, the rage, the frustration, the victim consciousness, the justifiable feelings, by the way. These are all justified. You know, if you feel like you've been in the work for a long time and you're just not getting, things are not happening fast enough and you don't feel like you have all of these things that you want to create, but you can't get off the jumping block, that kind of stuff. And then all of the projection around you. So this is what I want it now, and that's too late. I'm going to keep coming back to that. Why do you think things aren't happening fast enough? Like if I actually work with you guys in session, I can see that there's like crazy delaying going on. Some of you delay, okay? You bypass, like you'll just do one thing, one of the five protocols, and fuck off the rest, or you're self-soothing in some way to avoid really staying in the level of work. Like I've said this before, if some of you can't go through, you'll go around, right? If you're not going to go through it now, you're going to go through it later in some other way. The programming, you cannot outrun your patterns, I promise you. So you might as well just like kind of do it now. And I know it's hard when you've got kids and full scheduled life and like you're waking up to a life you created when you're asleep and you don't even know where to look, right? Where to go next. You guys are going to hear me say this a lot. Pick a pattern. Pick one, okay? And see if you can just be with impatience. Just be with it and see if you can recondition your nervous system from the intolerance of waiting, uncertainty, frustration. I have grown adults in my life. I have loads and loads of clients that actively act like children. Like, wow. I am experiencing the adult reaction of someone reconditioning a nervous system from about 3 or 4 or 5 years old. And look around. Look around our collective right now. Everyone is, the awakening process, just as a side note, the awakening process is us reliving our lives and moving through memory. So as you actually move through your rewiring process, you will see your life from an awakened perspective and relive your childhood, okay, and heal it. Relive your teenage years and heal it. Relive your 20s, 30s, and so on and so forth. And you will reincarnate patterns until those are reconciled. So you are actually physically dealing with a consciousness and a partner that is a fragmented young boy or a fragmented teenager or, you know, the adult version who just needs a little bit of comfort right now. You're dealing with one of those versions kind of constantly all the time. And I know some of you are starting to see, you see the children inside of the adults. That's where their operating system is. Okay. The level of recognition they need, 5 years old. Or 13, or 12, or 6. The abandonment they feel, which is why they have anxious attachment, when did that happen? 2, 3, 4, okay? The self-soothing crying child that had you're not gonna get met, learn how to handle your own patterns, or this is my favorite, you're just gonna have to figure it out. Thank you, that's so helpful to hear that. You're just gonna have to figure this out. Well, actually, it was kind of your job to model that for me, to figure it out. Not control, fix, collapse into the emotion, worry, get anxious, and then all of a sudden I move into the parentified child, which is one of the three archetypes. So the first archetype I'll say is the over-provided for child. Okay, my emotions are too much, and then I just get things to soothe me because the caretaker cannot physically handle a child being unhappy. So you get a lot of people pleasing on this one, okay? You'll see people who are constantly checking the temperature of the room to make sure that everybody's happy. They collapse into people pleasing. This is an over-provided for child that doesn't know how to handle their emotions. Then you have the neglected child as another common archetype. If I don't grab it now, it's gone, okay? And then this adult demands, this adult demands immediacy. This is what I want. This is what I want. I want it now, and that's too late. That's pretty neglected, 101 patterning. The other one, the third archetype here is the parentified child. So I took care of everyone. So I deserve to have my needs met instantly now. Like I sacrificed myself and I became over-responsible. Like, where's my shit? So we'll kind of break this down in summation. Impatience / entitlement, okay, is the result of developmental arrest and frustration tolerance conditioned through nervous system collapse when reality doesn't meet expectation. This is informed by generations and patterns of overindulgence, neglect, or conditional love. Parents outsourcing regulation through things or withholding let's say, unpredictability due to survival stress, war, famine, okay, cultural scarcity, we're moving collectively into a very different paradigm where we're starting to rebalance, especially with women coming back online in a softer way, kind of wanting a different experience for their lives. Okay. So again, some of the layered breakdown here cognitively is going to look like, if I don't get what I want now, something's wrong. I'm not safe. So there's the emotionally, you might feel panic, rage, or shame beneath your impatience, and you won't know how to be with yourself. And so people will not know how to be with you either. They don't know what you need because you don't know what you need. Somatically, you're going to get a nervous system spike. Okay. That fight, flight, flee, the body cannot sit with the gap between desire and fulfillment. So behaviorally, they'll be complaining, demanding, manipulating, withdrawing, or wild co-regulation, codependent behavior. That friend who's constantly kind of calling you because you have been parentified, or let's say you always have kind of the ability to be able to hear and you feel useful and you get the payoff for that usefulness, but you don't get nourishment in exchange. That's another imbalance there of this impatience with other for not being able to hold you in any capacity. And that's probably why a lot of relationships right now and friendships are breaking down. The other one is energetic field. So what will happen is you'll project urgency, and that pulls others into a field of pressure, mistrust, or guilt. Okay. To kind of, it's like a forced immediacy. So that piggybacks off of the dynamic that I just said around relationships in your life. Look who is pinging you, right? Strictly because you have the ability to be able to see and cut through noise and nonsense, or you have the ability to be able to be with people. Even your parents will call you. They don't know why they like to, I just feel so much better after I dump all my shit on you and then, you know, move on with my life. They feel better in your presence, but you feel depleted. So that will also cause a level of impatience because you've given away your power and abandoned yourself. And that creates energetic field dissonance. So this becomes a recursive repeating pattern loop. Okay. So for the overindulged lineage, the body never learned to metabolize, not now. So co-regulation was replaced by things. So regulation therefore equals gifts, and let's just, you know, let's go out to dinner, let's go on this vacation, let's go do this together, let's go create, you know, this kind of thing. So co-regulation was replaced by things for the overindulged lineage. For the neglected lineage, inconsistency trained the system that waiting equals loss, like death, okay? Waiting is going to not, that lineage underneath there is a massive levels of panic and survivability. So waiting equals loss. Therefore, urgency became the only way to secure resources. Those who have this neglected lineage, look for your scarcity patterns. And if you get anxiety when like provisions run low, these are the hoarders, these are the backstockers. Like you can never have enough in backstock. Oh, this was, you know, a good price. So I, you know, bought 16 cans of it and I shove it in the pantry now. Or when your coffee pods get down to like two and you just start to absolutely panic because if you run out of coffee, it's catastrophe. So you can never have enough resources. Things always have to be at full capacity all the time. You'll overbuy, things will get spoiled in the fridge, then they have to get thrown away. So, or you'll overspend. Also, so this is another nervous system capacity neglection recursion pattern. So for the parentified lineage, giving everything away as a child, okay, creates adult entitlement. I deserve it. I deserve to have it all now without waiting. So you'll see this dynamic with children where they have absolutely no idea how to share, and they've been so, and this will come from, you know, families that didn't have anything. Well, I didn't have anything, so I'm going to make sure my child has everything. Again, self-esteem and nervous system elasticity is cultivated when children learn how to do hard things in the presence of a very present adult. Okay, they learn and they can trust themselves. They get to cultivate this part of their brain that doesn't move into panic, but gets rewarded for being able to trust their bodies and themselves. No one learned how to do that. Like those people who I see have really good architecture around pivoting quickly or building or making big swings or making big decisions have an ability, they trust an aspect of themselves implicitly. Like if this doesn't work out, we'll create something else. It's not a big deal. Like if we go in, you know, we're going to go, yeah, let's borrow the money. Let's like take it, let's do it. Like we got it, right? Or like I trust myself implicitly. It's a big ask. It's a big ask for anyone who runs these sets of patterns. So there's some questions that you guys can ask yourself. So I'm going to kind of leave you with this as a quantum exit. So the adult nervous system, just know, it's not throwing a tantrum, although you'll feel like that. It's running an ancestral template, okay, that delays or that equates delay with abandonment. And so most of you feel like you're not being met, and most of you feel like you're not being seen. And so you're numbing in some way or avoiding or staying fractaled in the void unintentionally or intentionally because there's an aspect of that that feels uncertain and there's an abandonment component to that that feels like, well, yeah, this makes sense. I guess this is just what I deserve. Okay, so here's some reflection questions for you guys. First one, when I feel impatient, what part of me still believes speed equals safety? What did waiting mean in my childhood? Loss, rejection, punishment, or collapse? Okay. Number three, can I trace the pace of my life back to the nervous system of my parents or grandparents? Sidebar, the parent that you're contracted to, you inherit their nervous system patterning. So I fully had my mother's and the maternal line patterning. And unraveling that and getting very present to that has been an extreme sport. Okay. Not a good time. Not even going to sugarcoat that. It's not even the emotional and the cognitive stuff. Like I can talk to your minds all day long, but repatterning and reconditioning nervous systems is tricky. Because there's certain things that some of you all will settle for in sessions that I will have a visceral, violent reaction to because my system, my field can physically not handle dissonance or lies, okay? If you're gaslighting yourself or have been gaslit or settling for crumbs or, and you guys are telling me one thing and I see it differently and I share that and I know it's hard to hear. Like Maya said, my body, my field physically will reorganize into coherence instantly. And I cannot handle bullshit. I cannot handle a lie. So if you're lying to yourself, I might come in hotter on a session. I didn't not meant to come in like hot intentionally, but it just kind of what happens naturally right now, which is probably my own work around guidance. But number three, can I trace the pace of my life back to nervous systems of my parents or grandparents? So what parent do you feel like you mirror the most? Who is teaching you the most? Again, whatever you avoid is going to get reflected back to you. So if you don't learn how to be present with yourself now and you're dealing with toddlers and they're crazy because they're learning how to cultivate their little brains, you're essentially going to be reliving a part of your childhood as well, reconditioning yourself, and then they're going to model that. So number four, when I feel pressure, okay, what emotion am I avoiding feeling? It's been said a bunch of times in meme culture or quotes kind of everywhere, the thing that I want is in the work that I'm avoiding. So we're either deeply present to what we're feeling or we're in a strategy, typically, right? And inside of the inversion, we're in some type of paradox kind of all the time. And the idea is to be able to hold contradiction as presently as you can. And then inside of that, there is a different field of possibility available to you. What emerges is a different experience. And you're trying to get really present to that kind of constantly, not trying to collapse into one aspect or the other. So a great question to ask yourself, again, start with a pattern. One pattern, one behavioral pattern that you want to change. Okay. I want to change disempowerment. I want to change not trusting my body and myself. Okay. Lack of trust in self. What are you avoiding that brings that pattern up to its like a 10? That pattern comes up to a 10. And the truth of the situation is this. So if you just work on those three things for like the next however long, you will start to see radical change because everything works in bundles. I promise you, if you feel like you want to make more money, okay, I want to make more money. I want to have different opportunity. Underneath all of that is the truth of what's happening. That's what we unravel in the work here. And it's what I'm going to continue to focus on is patterns, okay? Taking things down to bite-sized pixel level information and traction and tracking and simplifying everything to, again, a speed that I am not exactly comfortable with, but it will make it more palpable for people and digestible for everyone, no matter what level you're at. Because believe me when I say, when you start getting into the mechanics, there's dual pattern mechanics, there's inversion mechanics. The information around about, you know, I'll just kind of drop this and then move on to number 5. Time works bilaterally. And that's why when we're in an experience now, specifically with impatience, it is directly correlated to multiple frames of memory. You're not moving through something you don't already know. That's why people experience deja vu. Okay, that memory is really strong. You've done this so many times. There's certain people that will have a specific level of charge. You guys have made agreements. Your idea is to get very curious about what that agreement is and what comes up for you as you move through memory. Number 5, can I stay with the discomfort of not yet without collapsing into control or withdrawal? Number 6, what does my body need to remember that slowing down is not the same as disappearing? Re-listen to the last 10 minutes of this, 5 minutes of this. Get all of these questions down. I'm going to put them in the notes. We're going to leave that here. If you guys liked this episode, please share it. Tell your friends. There's an interesting shift right now in what this work is doing for people, how this work is finding people. It is slower. It's deeper. It's more intimate. And those who find it, those who have found it and have been in it for the last few years, believe me when I say you're going to be really grateful as the years go by, because this is what's new and what's next. Soon is more people are going to be talking about this. You're going to start seeing more science that's going to prove all kinds of stuff, stuff that I've been talking about, stuff that many of us who are tuned in have been talking about. And you guys are ahead of the curve. Whether or not you feel like that's true for you right now, keep going. Because many of you are pulsing at this ceiling and you just need a little bit more momentum to get into that deeper expression of yourself. And so if that feels a resonance to you, consider joining the hub, getting into the work and staying consistent with it, even when you feel like you want to bail, okay? Pay attention to that because there might be some medicine in there for you. All right, you guys, again, also, if this resonated with you, please consider leaving a review. These things help while everything is getting reorganized on the back end. I will speak to you when I speak to you next. I will see you in sessions in the hub. And until then, notice all of the details of your life. Get very curious about this and your behavior and pick one pattern. Pick one and go from there. All right, you guys. I'll speak to you when I speak to you next.